Hello. It's the River End Mardel. It's the pre-Ipswich Derby Day Mardel. I'm back for the first time in a while. It's just me, Dan. We've lost Jimmy to his new life in Dereham for a while. So it's back with me and Matt on Huckabee's boots as well. Have a listen out to that. Just wanted to have a quick chat about, obviously, tonight's derby game. Massive game for the club. We need to win the last four games pretty much if we're going to go up automatically. It starts today and this is where it goes from. Now, we're coming up against a different beast in this Ipswich side under Paul Jewell. They've turned it around quite a bit from the dark days of Roy Keane when Holtby got his hat-trick and we beat him 4-1. It's going to be a difficult game tonight, but I think Lambert's got it right in saying that you can't shirk away from this. There's no wilting. This is what we live for. He's happy with the pressure. He thinks he's going to get a performance out of the team. And all I can say is fingers crossed from there. Recent weeks, I'm going to go back to my hatred of John Ruddy. Now, last three games, he's made three terrible mistakes, starting with Swansea for the third goal, where he blazed out of his goal and got that shot put under him. Then, obviously, you've got the Watford game, where he let another shot through him, and, you know, the debacle at Forest, where he kicked the ball straight into a player's back. Now, it does worry me, John Ruddy, tonight. If he makes one of those mistakes, I can, you know, if there's a bobble on the pitch, we could see him doing a gunny. Hopefully, the team, though, will be able to push through and play almost in the Kevin Keegan style of Newcastle and just score more goals than we concede. I think it's going to be an open game tonight. I think Grant Holt and his fitness is going to be important. He's going to terrorise the town back line if he is there. And also, the difference of having Wes back. Having Wes back against Forest, awesome. You know, he completely controlled the midfield and he gives us that extra time and, you know, he makes the space for those passes with his skill. Hopefully I'm going to be back a little bit later on this afternoon before the game. There's an Ipswich fan, David, who works in my office. I'm going to ask him for his opinions on tonight's game. I will be back during the game as well this evening, giving live updates. And, hopefully from there it'll be a win on the Bull City.